good afternoon or evening, depending on, of course, when you're listening. Now, I've got a gas hob here and I've got a griddle pan, and I've just placed the griddle pan over the gas and I'm letting the pan heat a little before I add the oil. Now, I've done a lot of research this week about seed oils and I discover they're horribly chemically adulterated, so we want to avoid all of those. So I'm not sure about this one because I need to research it, but I've got ground nut oil, which is totally peanut, and it's the one they use in the Chinese restaurants to get a really high heat for stir fries. So let's add a little tiny bit to the side of the steak. Now, I've got a rump steak which is about an inch thick from Tesco's, and I've discovered a little tiny part of one fridge area where they're selling four rump steaks for £10.25. So I think to myself, that's summer sorted. I can lose weight, I can drink oodles of red wine with strawberries and enjoy steak. And what I do with steak is I pay a great deal of attention to cooking, a bit too much last week, I just pair it with one thing. So it's either mushrooms or spinach this week, and today it's going to be mushrooms. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a little bit of oil onto the side of the steak. I'm going to cook the steak first, then I'm going to let that rest, and I'm going to cook some chestnut mushrooms. Okay, so a little splash on here. I mean, ideally you want a pastry brush that's just for your steak oil. The pan should be fairly warm now, so hopefully as I pop this steak on, we're going to hear a sizzle. Are we? Yeah, that was a sizzle. Nice. Right, excellent. So, now while you're cooking, obviously you're going to want a red wine, which for some reason I have left in the other room. So if you give me just, you know, a few seconds, I'm going to run through to the other room. I'm going to get my red wine, and then we're going to get on with sizzling this steak. Okay, 2 seconds. Right, so what I've got here in the glass, I've got two immense Tony Laithwaite's lip glasses from Dartington Bristol, which were just given to me free by Laithwaite's because they love me so much. And each of these glasses is so big it takes an entire can of Guinness. And in the one, I've got Fleury 2013 straight from the domain, apart from it went through a French auction house. And I've sliced strawberries and grapes into it, which is giving it a new dimension. And it's essentially tastes of nothing, really. And in the other glass, I've got a 2020 Michael Lachaud Coeur de Granit, which I take to mean heart of stone, which is perfect for St. Lady Peckinpah. 100% Gamay Fleury, which is one of the Beaujolais Village. And this one's giving me everything you could want. Let me just taste. Ooh, let's turn this steak while we're at it. So a little tiny bit of oil onto the steak. So I'm putting the oil on the steak, not the pan, if you see what I mean. There we go. And in a bit, I'm going to pop a little bit of red wine and a touch of Liam Perrins on as well. So the idea of the griddle pan is it gives you those nice lines on a steak. And this particular rump steak unusually has quite a nice fold of fat on the edge. And I do like that because I think that's going to really, you know, add to the flavour. In fact, if I didn't know it was rump, I would think it was sirloin. Although an inch thick, it's pretty hefty. So I'm really, really liking this. But to go back to the gamay, so I love to have Beaujolais in June because I slice strawberries into it and it already tastes of strawberries. It's the grape variety, Gamay. It just gives you masses, masses of strawberry notes. And so, you know, if you slice the strawberries in, you're just adding to the hedonistic experience in there. And I'm getting quite a lot out of this one. I'm getting a tiny bit of forest mushroom, a little bit of tar off the seaside. I'm getting a bit of mildew in there. I'm getting some, you know, sage, rosemary, tarragon notes. I'm getting a tiny bit of licorice aniseed, a bit of saddle leather. I'm getting a bit of black currant, bramble, plum, cherry, you know, as well as the sort of strawberry notes. So it's almost like a very, very sophisticated essential Beaujolais. That's Fleury Coeur de Granit Naked Wines. Have a look down below and you'll see a wonderful discount. You're going to get 80 quid off a case. 80 quid. Yeah, that would pay one of my electricity bills, that would. If I bothered paying them, but I don't. Because as you can tell, I just cook on gas and that sort of thing. But anyway, right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a little bit of Liam Perrins onto this, this steak. And that's going to give me, as I flip it, a wonderful char-grill sort of look. So my steaks, when I've got them, look, you know, utterly singed. But in fact, it's just an illusion. And so much of life is an illusion, isn't it? A little bit of the Beaujolais has gone on there. Now that's going to spit like mad, so I'm going to stand back, flip the steak. Whoa, oh, looking fantastic. Whoa, let me see if I can just take a picture. Woohoo! Whoa. Oh, no. Damn it. Okay. Right. Can't take a picture because I've used too much storage. Or in other words, I think, hang on, if I take away one of my videos. So yes, here we are. Take that video away, pop it into the recycle bin. Excellent. Empty recycle bin. Amazing in today's world what you can do while you're just cooking a steak, isn't it? We mustn't cook it for too long, of course, because we're just going to do nasty things to it. Right, you go down there. Let's see if we can get a photograph. I think we can. Beautiful. Yeah, I think that's nice. Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay, right, so there we go. Now, the thing is, the steak is an inch thick, so I don't want to get this wrong. I want it to be just right. And as I said, you can't tell from the look of my steaks on the outside what they're going to be like inside. And I don't want a steak that's too rare, that's all. But it's probably a little bit better too rare than the other way, because I'm going to put it under some foil and therefore it's going to rest for a little bit under the grill area while I just bake up those mushrooms. Well, they won't be baked. They won't even be half baked. Right, let's get this steak resting. So there we go. Now what I do like to do with a resting steak is I absolutely love to pop some Oloroso on. This is William and Humbert's 12 years Oloroso, which I purchased from Waitrose. There's almost none left, but just enough for today. So that's going there with the foil over, and then I'm going to pop a tea towel over that and pop it under the grill, which you could preheat if you wanted to, but you know, I'm just going with the fact that it's June and it's not freezing cold, but colder than we really want. Let's get these mushrooms sliced in here with a little bit more oil. I do love cooking, don't you? I mean, anyone could do steak and mushrooms because all you have to do is have a griddle pan, a gas hob. Well, those two things do need, you know, but I mean, you could use a camp stove and then you just slice these mushrooms in and away they go, and you just add some Liam Perrins and a bit of wine, you know, to the mix. And I'm going to slice some strawberries for the whole effect, and I'll do a nice photograph so you can see what it looks like. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm not stingy. If you want to come and join me, come and join me. If you want to come and enjoy Kent, you can stay wherever you like, or you can doss in my caravan, and we'll have lots of nice culinary delights. And my wine is, let's face it, better than the average, shall we say, because I don't like to, you know, be overrating it, I think. It's not the fucking best wine in the world, just better than the average, you know? Excellent, right. So, got a few strawberries there. Right, let's just pop these mushrooms there, festering away. Good, good, good. So today's meal is rump steak with chestnut mushrooms and sliced strawberries. So that's enough nutrition for anyone, isn't it? It's at least two a day. And I'll pop some grapes into the wine, so that's three a day. And I don't think one should go overboard with this five a day thing. I mean, I've got a banana for later on, perhaps. So it's a grapefruit, you know. I mean, there's a lot of fruit just hanging around, looking as if it could be eaten at some point. Oh, that's really the thing, I think. Anyway, hope you're getting a sizzle. Which is the whole point of it, isn't it? Because the problem is, when I do one of my, you know, everlasting, what wine to have with salad, there's just no sound effects, that's the problem. And I do feel as if we're missing something there, so occasionally. Anyway, the point that I really wanted to make, despite waffling, I'm just turning the mushrooms over carefully, you know, what red wine to have with steak. And I would honestly say that's not so much to do with the steak, but what time of year is it? So if it's June, there's only one wine to have with steak, and that's Beaujolais. I'm sorry, but you know, we're talking strawberry season here. For me, June is the only month of the year to eat strawberries, so we're obviously going to have Beaujolais, because Gamay is the strawberry grape, and we're going to have steak with that. And so there you are, you know, that's it. It's just written. It's a message written in heaven, as it were. Gamay, steak, strawberries. And then I'm choosing between mushrooms and spinach for the opal effect. Only because it looks good if there's something else on the plate, you know. And I get this healthy sort of, I'm doing my five a day thing, although it's only two a day, but you know. So there you go. Right, the mushrooms are almost ready. The steak's ready, the wine is, you know, fine. There's plenty of it, anyway. And if there isn't, I can pop out and get some more, I suppose. I've got some cold chamomile tea. That's very good as well, because when you've drunk a lot of wine, you end up drinking a lot of spirits afterwards. But if you can get yourself onto a wine glass full of chamomile tea, you can break the, you know, the habit, and you actually drink less. So just saying, I'm not saying drink less, but I'm saying if you want to save a bit of money and not spend out on those expensive golden rums, go for the chamomile tea, because the moment you've got it in the glass, you're going to want to drink it. And the moment you start drinking it, that'll be it for the evening, and you've saved yourself a lot of money there. Just a tip, you know. I'm not saying it works, but you can make it work if you want. Right, let's switch these mushrooms off. I'm going to pop it all together. I'm going to do a nice photograph. Toodaloo!